Welcome to the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson, where our wonderful host Kat encourages each and every one of you to build your own intuition, navigate your own connection with spirit, and tap into the deep beauty within yourself. Enjoy the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson.
Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome. You are listening live to the Intuition Hour. I am so excited to be with all of you today. My name is Kat. For those of you listening for the first time here on YouTube, I welcome you, and I'm super excited because it's been a little while that we've been able to be together live, so I'm super grateful that little Miss Lulu has been cooperating with my time with you today. So I'm, of course, she's kind of ruling the roost right now, as you know. So I'm definitely just grateful. It is, what, the 16th of February already. I have missed you all. I hope you had a wonderful love day and celebrating all the love, not only for each other, but yourselves, because I feel like it's first and foremost extremely important, of course. I want to say good morning to all of you. I am also, I know you're coming off of Mark Husson's show, so I'm super excited that you're all joining us today. I am also welcoming you in the room here. If you haven't liked or subscribed, please do so. We really appreciate that. You know how much I love to ask for it, but in any case, I think that in time, you know, we'll be building here and we'll be doing some fun things. Also, in conjunction with 1-2 Academy, I'm hoping this year we pull it all together and really be able to spend some time together. I feel like we're going to do a class tomorrow night over there at 6 p.m. Pacific. I want to welcome all of you. It's going to be a one night only. I was coming into the year really thinking about doing some weeks at a time and doing some segments and sessions with my written by my very dear friend, Savannah Arianta. And she will, and we will get into that as time goes, but we're going to take bits and pieces and really continue what we've done so far in the format that we're used to. And so that's what we're going to continue. I'm going to do a lot of psychic energy work in there tomorrow night. Anyone is welcome. I'm really, really excited. I put the link in the chat room and you could sign a home. Okay, I'll take a look at all of your questions very, very soon. I'm saying yes so far, but I will look at that. Marlise, I'm excited to answer you. I love real estate, and I definitely have my eyes on real estate right now for many people. So it's definitely in our wheelhouse, and we'll go ahead and take a look. I'm also, I want to say good morning to a few of you today. All of you, really, thank you so, so much for coming back with us this morning. And Terry Campbell in the chat room. We had some good laughs. She was definitely keeping my, you know, she really brings me back to humor because we had some fun at the end of my Saturn return. Terry was very, very supportive through the whole thing. And you guys know, Shelley Marks, if you're in the room, I see you. I know some of you definitely celebrated that Saturn return ending with me. And so we made some jokes about it, but there really are no jokes about it. I think it gets very serious after that. But in any case, I'm super grateful. I'm also a fire horse, so I look forward to this shift in as far as Chinese astrology goes. And I also look forward to being able to really deliver instead of, you know, I feel like I was a bit hiding behind closed doors a little bit because I'll definitely put a link in the room. I was, you know, a little gun shy about showing myself, and that was like a big Saturn thing, and I had to really force it and make it happen to be with you and feel safe and comfortable and all these things. Now, all of a sudden, that Aries energy is kicking in and I feel extremely motivated to be with all of you live and also to bring you more. I know for those of you who also, I believe it's, you could correct me, Christine, you probably know this better than I do, but I will say this, and Christine Dumouriez is in the room. Thank you, Chris, for being here. And you guys, Chris is going to come on, I believe it's 11 a.m., but you could correct me if I'm wrong. My timing is so cuckoo now, but I will say Chris has her show back here on now on YouTube. She's live again, so please join her on Mondays. I do believe it's 11 a.m., but someone will correct me, I hope, quickly if it's not accurate. It is funny when we're channeling, and I know for you intuitives, you're all very, very intuitive in this room, as I know. But, and I know that you will relate to when I say sometimes in real time, we tend to forget. Or someone can't, even when in a reading, it's very sometimes probable. Thank you, Mindy. Sometimes it's very probable to forget what we channel because something else comes in. And many times over, you will understand after you know me for a little while, my voice will change a little bit because I am going into that mode. And I really sometimes, I know it's annoying when someone says, did I say that? Well, I forget, you know, not in a negative way, but in a way that in all honesty, when I do forget something, it's a good sign that it was very organic and authentic coming from another place. And we can't access everything that we access day to day. It's impossible because our guides may come in through different levels. Our information comes in through God. Our information is channeled through the Holy Spirit most of the time. So, and when it's not, we will know that as well. At least I will, because I feel it in my physical body. So we have all of these things. And so on the last day of this lunar year, on this last day, I know it was a snake year, and that was very obvious. We're shedding, you know, we're doing a lot of shedding. We're getting ready for some new growth. Where let's say we're weeding the garden for some new seedlings to sprout this spring. And I love all of these metaphors because they really do. We can also access these metaphors, these universal visuals that when we visualize, maybe my metaphors won't work for you and your vertical connection to your higher self. But whatever it is that you relate to within your own vision, just determining through visualization and create whatever your creative process is, anything that you envision for your vertical connection so you feel you're elevating or going higher or reaching higher is a really great idea. You know, it's a great thing to work with, because with that being said, okay, everybody, Christine's confirmed at 11. Thank you. I appreciate that. Pacific. So 2 o'clock here on the East Coast. Okay. So we look forward to that, Chris. Thanks for being here. So, you know, with that being said, when you access your visualization, whatever aligns with you, and you go from that one visualization to any little thing that you really want to create, or perhaps even going further and envisioning doorways that can open to you for your healing. I think it's very, very critical that we take a last look. Now we're coming into a new moon tomorrow. We have a lot of new energy coming through. I know Mark talked to you about that. Astrologically, we are definitely in an activation period. I know even with the horse, the one thing that I'm trying to tell myself already is not to leap before I think things through, because we don't want to move too quickly. I also feel like with that being said, we can use this visualization, and I've been kind of having some fun, and I wanted to bring it to you before Valentine's Day, but we're going to do it now. One of the visualizations that have been coming through me and that I wanted to share And then I'll go ahead and take all of your questions. I see so many questions in the chat. I'm so grateful, and I'll be able to answer you very, very soon. But I want to just put this in your head tonight, because I think it's time. It's a good day or night or evening to do this, to, you know, and to think about. I was taken back to a very interesting memory of being out in Denver with Mark and John and the 1-2 family years and years ago. And a few of us had been invited to do a oneness blessing, a oneness ceremony. And we watched, you know, this amazing process of and received the oneness blessing ourselves. And it was just beautiful with the monks and really watching their emotions and how many emotions we go through and experience as human beings. Of course, when you're going through these things at the time, you're not really as grateful because you're trying to process everything. And but then looking back, you're like, wow, did we really get to experience that? And so I'm using a little bit of that from my real-time experience. But in my visualization, I thought to myself, who would I invite to my audience? One person at a time. Who do I still need to forgive? Who has misunderstood me because of their own fears or experiences or triggers or whatever it is? And who do I have discord with that I would really, really love to heal, even if it's not safe in real time? Who could I invite to my forgiveness audience to really be able to psychically put the message out there that, hey, maybe it was this way, but it really wasn't meant this way. Or perhaps I did something that I'm not even aware of because I'm always moving quickly. Or who do you have that you haven't spoken to in a long time? What relationship energy do you want to, who is that person that really got under your skin that you need to forgive? And who can you invite to your forgiveness audience? Maybe one at a time. Sit and then really psychically or intuitively put it out there to really release these people. And you could really, like, you can have people in the front row, you can have people in the second row, you can have people in the third row. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, you can envision this whole scenario and you're on the stage and you're apologizing for your part in all of these things and whatever they are. And then one at a time, you can forgive these people and then ask them to leave, you know, leave in peace, just leave in peace, just, or whatever it may be. And then you can envision your whole room being, you know, vacant again. And now, you know, you're off to, and then just, you know, your show is over. And so I did a little bit of this in the last week or two, and I'm feeling the shedding that happens along with that, because we, you know, I felt this huge release when I did it. And that's why I wanted to share it. And these are some of the things we, you know, will tend to in class over at 1-2 Academy, which I'm posting right now, if I could find it. Here you go. There you go. Somebody asked me for that. I feel that it's so, it's challenging for us as intuitives, as empaths. You're all so very sensitive and special. And I think with that being said, sometimes just putting it out there psychically, if we feel too afraid, you know, sometimes I call myself Chicken Little because I too get afraid to put, you know, have a conversation with someone. I would never hurt anyone's feelings knowingly. But of course, in life, these things happen. But I also feel shocked when you all, as empaths, when you don't have a guilty conscience or you're not thinking twice about it, or you're not even realizing certain things about it, and then your feelings get hurt deeply, you know, and powerfully, it embeds in you to where it's hanging onto your brain or it's hanging onto your spirit, and it's hard to kind of shake it off. And what, you know, when I was at service yesterday, Beth, I want to say hi to you and big hugs to you also. Everyone coming in, Aaron, Lynn, Chris, thank you so much for being here today. Joni, Mary, I see you. Suzanne, I'm going to get to you all very, very soon. Jim, good morning to you, our favorite male student in class. Karen, hi. Marlise and Pamela, who am I missing? Everyone, Terry, hi. Kelly, Mindy, hi. Lynn, Irandy, Maya, it's so great to see all of you today. The thing is that, hi, sweetie. I love, you know, the bottom line is, oh, Lynn just said that lesson 46 in A Course in Miracles is all about forgiveness. Thank you for that. I like that. But the reason I'm doing this now is because the year of the horse is going to usher in, and it's like, I'd rather, you know, get on some journey without all this weight. And when we went to service yesterday, our pastor was talking about the rocks, you know, that we carry and the blocks that we carry. And we were talking about fasting a little bit, and I'm not encouraging or discouraging any of this because, you know, for some of us from our traditions, we have Lent and we have all this other, it's like a second New Year's resolution, you know, it's like, no, we're not doing this. The point being is that it is good to release, to prepare for your new year. You know, when the sun goes into Aries for our astrological new year coming up ahead in the spring, and our spring begins, I think it's nice that what I was absorbing yesterday from yesterday's sermon was that these rocks that we carry one at a time can weigh us down so much, body, mind, and spirit, you know? And it's like, what rocks do you want to release? I think what we were saying was that what fasting is really all about is just releasing those rocks. So why not create a nice visualization to release some of these things by just getting it over with and doing it, you know, one at a time, whatever it is, and just releasing those rocks that are you're carrying along. And I think you can get on that horse and ride off into, you know, this is a, of course, my crazy brain, ride into the new sunset or the dawn, you know, the sun shines in the morning and all of these things. And let's go into a new year and really challenge ourselves to let go of some of that baggage, shed the last amount of that weight. And I really, really feel that you will go into some new terrain. I'm excited about the astrological season. I'm super excited about everything that you all are going to experience for different reasons individually. And I'm at the same time, we're all synchronized in really letting go of some of these things. And hopefully the horse will show up, carry us off into the new sunset or the new dawn, and we can all be happy. And I think we're going to experience some more joy coming up ahead. How about you? I'm aware of what's happening in the world. I definitely understand that none of us feel as safe as we once did. And at the same time, going deep, staying within, keeping your bags checked at the door, understanding who you are, even for more reasons than ever. For, you know, there are plenty of reasons in the world that we really want to know who we are. But now more than ever before, working on ourselves helps your neighbors, helps your friends, helps your lovers, helps everyone in your life, you know? And so that's what we have to depend on, just each other. Lynn says she's ready to make a mini mountain. All right, let's take a look at you because you had some questions and I don't want to miss you. And I'm super grateful that you're here with us today, okay? I know that you haven't been able to be here live. Now, Lynn, if you don't mind, you had a question for me. I think you're looking for, let me see, hold on now. I'm glad. Thank you. I wish I could see all of you too, but this is a big, start, you know, it's a start. Thank you, Mary. Trust me, some week lately, my Lulu has not been, you know, if I had a one hair combed on my head, it was a good day for a little while there, but she's resting now. All right, here we go. It's pretty funny. She's definitely the boss of the household, and she deserves all of the love, you know. All right, here we go. Lynn, where did you go? Okay, this is for Lynn Kay. I believe I'm just going to do a little mini reading here for you, okay? and we'll see how we do. Quelly says, I think we're done with the, oh, me too. Thank you, Quelly. Another a fellow Floridian, she's saying, you know, we saw some 20s this year, so it wasn't, it's like somebody put us in another location. So Lynn, you know what I see? First and foremost, there's a lot of scattered energy at your workplace. And at the same time, I also feel things are really going to get better and more structure will come. Probably not for 5 more weeks, which will bring us close. Oh, when the sun is in Aries, I think we're getting that close to it. 5 weeks they're giving me the sun in Aries. I do feel law and order is going to take over some structure because I very much in the future get that emperor energy. So there will be strong leadership, focus, determination. You just keep your head down and do what you have to do if you are looking for something new. I feel something is going to come. Keeping the spirit of generosity will also serve a higher purpose for you, and I believe you're going to receive what you put out. So it's best. I feel the energy around April very, very strongly after the Mercury retrograde, of course. I love how that fits. I do feel another position for you coming. You are looking. I love that. I don't believe it's going to be until April that something shows strongly, okay? But does it make sense that there's scattered energy where you are now? It just feels like, well, I mean, I'm pulling the Seven of Cups. That's no, it definitely feels all over, you know, there's disorderly energy. And also that means to me that there's someone around you that's not clear. And that means sometimes I even see that for a little abuse, maybe substance abuse or maybe too much partying, you know, or just disconnection all over the place. I feel a new position coming though. And I looked further and I see a change. The supervisor is mean. See, this is the law and order. I definitely feel a change. Now, would it be possible that person is replaced by any chance? Or do you go to a new, I see change. I feel like you're going to make a move. I really do. But let's sit tight and stay open and stay and be a little generous with your time in other ways. Maybe not here. We definitely don't want any abuse, of course, but I feel that just staying open, being generous with your time in other ways, perhaps someone else needs help or support or maybe a teamwork situation. I see move. I feel move more than anything. Yeah. And I wish you a ton of luck. I mean, I'll say great luck, but I know you don't need it. I mean, but I'm saying it and I feel that. I feel that. I believe you come from love daily also. And you will continue to, and you will stay. And the spirit of generosity, I feel a higher paying position. Now, if it comes up in April, you're probably not going to make a move till June, but I do feel within that time frame there's a big move. And I see a leadership role coming for you specifically. I think you're ready to do, you know, supervise a little bit. And let me know and tell me how you do, okay? I love that. I think so. Do you think you're ready for that? I do. Part of my, yeah, I feel that. Interestingly enough, I'm going to say, I see an Aries male that, and I see Aries and I see an air sign. I feel like you're going to go to work and there's two men, maybe brothers even, something like this. It could be a private owned home, parlor, you know, this kind of thing. I really, really feel there's, it feels like two men and, let's see what happens. But I feel brothers or family, you know. And you tell us, okay? All right, let's take a look. Maureen, good morning to you. Bang, bang. I should have brought my drum this morning to do a drum roll for you, but I didn't. So great to see you, Maureen. And happy that you're here. Karen says she disposed of some rocks last night, ironically, of course. And I'm joking that I'm giving up my boyfriend for Lent. That's very funny. I mean, I think some rocks and some baggage, you know. So what are we fasting from? You know, something that there's no way you're getting me to fast water only. No way. But I think it's good to fast a couple of things like chocolate covered almonds and ice cream. I'm giving up. So we'll see. I'll let you guys know how I do. And if and when I fail, of course, no pressure. All right, Marlies, let's look at your contract. Okay. And then I saw a couple of fun questions in here today. So hold on a second. Hello, everyone. Becky, good morning. Happy birthday, Lynn. Lori, good morning to you as well. Okay, let's take a peek here. We're looking at a real estate contract. She says, can I sign my contract? I'm one of those quacky people that sign contracts during Mercury retrograde time and time again. Just so happens that way. All right, let's take a look. Dun, 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 dun. Was there a little 1222? Was there a little bit of a delay anywhere for this, or have you just been holding back? Oh, I see a contract. I'm great with it. Go ahead and sign it. I feel like you're holding back for some reason, or there was maybe a little tiny delay at first, but you're going to sign it. I see it happening within 72 hours. Okay. Do you have it in your possession now? You're scared. It's okay. You know what? I'm really strict about these things, and I know some of you will. It's okay to be afraid. It really, truly is. That's enough of a delay. I can never tell you enough how clear this feels. I'm very, very fussy about real estate. I have disappointed so many people saying, this isn't it. This isn't it. I don't like the energy. I don't like this. I don't like that. Like, it's one of my things that I absolutely adore. I love real estate. I am saying yes. I have a big yes. So I see you signing that contract. Now, of course, make sure you do all of your due diligence, dot your I's, cross your T's, have a real estate attorney. I have to tell you all of these legalities because I don't use my real estate license. It's on the shelf. But I'm only giving you, like, my intuitive advice would be to go ahead and sign the contract and make sure you have the proper support in your space. But I love the outcome of what I see. And I also cannot get a no. So I'm not going to mince my words. I'm a big fat yes. Go ahead and do it. I love Tuesdays too. Is tomorrow the contract signing? I love that. My favorite day of the week for a real estate signing. Thank you very, very much. You're going to do it, right? Okay. Now, if I saw any kind of fussy or weird, or I felt water, electric roof, all of these other things I look at energetically while we're talking, I would say, wait a minute. I don't have any wait a minute, so there really aren't any holds. And I do hope that helps. So later on tonight, now, oh, there's another thing. If you all have 100% good connection with everyone in your life and you have no one to forgive, past, present, or, you know, ever, you can also invite your own demons or your own fears into your forgiveness audience as well. And you can look fear in the face tonight, Marlise, when you're doing this, and just say, hey, get out of my space. I'm signing this contract, and have a little conversation with yourself as well. I think it's good. Okay. I like it. I feel I can't convince you enough to go forward. And let us know. And good luck. Okay. Great luck, we say. Okay. You be well. Thanks for being here. Love that color. I see a lot of colors that are going to be very grounding for you also. Okay. Let me say this. Mary has I feel like you're too far in too. She has a question. Should I be worried about spending a lot of money on a garage project? I mean, I feel like you're too far in. You know what I say? I think the universe will provide, and talk about the spirit of generosity. You have to trust in that. And I know that you'll make it up on the other side. And really, truly, I mean this with all my heart. I feel that strongly. And I hope that helps because, let me just take a little peek over here too. I have the lover's energy. Now, you may make some concessions, but I do believe you have to do it. And again, peace will prevail. Your finances will return. I did pull the Ace of Pentacles. I know it's an expensive little project, but you will be so, so happy. And then on the other side, you'll make more money. You know, it'll always, always be returned to you tenfold. And, you know, sometimes we have to wait for that to happen, but it definitely happens. And I do hope that you can, I feel when we, and this is another fear thing, looking it in the face. I think when we're worried about money or we're clinging too tight or we're not, we have to trust the universe has, you know, has our back every which way. And I feel in this situation, I have to give you a little reminder, but that's okay. And I hope that helps too. Okay. I don't see how you can, there's really no way out but through. That's what I want to say. All right. Excuse me one second, guys. Okay. Let's just keep going. Okay. I have to make sure everybody's safe and sound. Corinne, I'm working on my inner child. I'm so, so sorry. She's going through a lot of loss. My heart goes out to you. They are literally showing me huge, huge angel wings. And there's going to be something. I'm glad you're working on your inner child. I feel like it's so very important. And part of this, I'm so sorry for your losses. This is big. we don't have reasons for these things when our fate, we don't have control over anyone else's fate or anyone else's time to leave, time to, have a new, maybe a new journey, you know. But I do think you have huge angel wings. And sometimes I like to look at that as protection. And I have some, I don't really do anything or say anything or believe anything without a little proof. I'm probably one of the biggest, it's an oxymoron because I'm a psychic and I definitely can see things, but I also have to have proof of things or I won't believe it. And I think that comes along with the Virgo rising, but, or maybe you, I don't know. I don't know what it is. Uranus Pluto conjunction in my, I have to have proof before I believe it. You have to show it to me, you know? And, one of the things I know is that when we lose our loved ones, especially a twin or a dear friend or people that we have this incredible connection with, they are really, really with us for eternity. And I know that you will see them both. And I also believe you are destined to have protection of these two energies, from another, plane and another. I feel like you're going to feel them in every way. I never want to believe that when the body, expires, the physicality of who we are, you know, is never our spirit. And I could talk till I'm blue in the face and have no reason whatsoever and no way I can make you feel better today. But I can promise you, you're going to feel them both. And I can also see these big giant angel wings, and you have to carry that and really hang on to the best memories that you possibly can. Also allowing yourself for grief time, any way you can find that moment. I hear so many people grieving saying, gosh, I'm never, you know, we can't ever say never. We can't give up on our feelings. We have to embrace our feelings. Yeah, she's losing. I see what you're saying too, Corinne. It's going to be okay. I feel joy and I feel your sister, Chris. I definitely feel like you're going to feel them all the time. And we do go through these cycles, you know. Unfortunately, it seems like when it rains, it pours in every topic in our lives. But my heart goes out to you. I'm sending a bunch of love and lots of peace for healing. Okay. One day at a time. And do not pick on yourself for that, taking that time. I think it's okay to feel those things. All right, now let's take a look. I have a question from Mary. Let me go back to this. I understand about you and your hubby. I really do, because of course it's one of the, money is unfortunately one of the key factors day to day, you know, in any relationship. I do think you'll come together you'll come together. It's always more than we think. And it, at the same time, it's like, where do you can't stop. You can't hurt anyone. You have to just keep going. It will be made up, I promise. When we hold on to that belief, when we hold on to that knowing, it's just like when we ebb and flow. I feel that. You guys will come back together on that, okay? All right, you let me know. All right, Lara, let me talk to you here. She says, do you see me getting this part-time job? Let's take a peek. Everybody, Mark Husson has joined us. Lara, I'm going to be right there. Mark, thank you. I wanted to mention tonight that Mark has his membership site over here on YouTube. If you could please put it in the room for us. So if anyone wants to join you guys, he is hosting Keith tonight. let me tell you all, he is a force to be reckoned with. I adore him. We have met in person here. He is wise beyond his years. We've seen each other several times in person. So I just want to say firsthand that I know Keith very, very well. He is like my, you know, I can't even say little brother because he's big. He's all grown up now and then some, but I wanted to support you guys tonight and share with everyone in the room that Mark and Keith will be over on Mark Hessen's site. And please put our link in the room for us so everyone can join. You know, they say the younger generations, and I know this from my own children, I'm sure you all do too, our younger generations have wisdom and evolution. They evolve so much more, you know, over time. And that's why maybe our kids are more beautiful. Our kids are wiser. Our kids seem to think they're our parents anymore, you know, things like this. And so they know sometimes, in any case, you all get the point. There's just so much there and so much, wisdom and knowledge. You'll have a great time with those two Cancer men. I can't get away from you guys. Sorry. So, you know, I'm married to one too, but in any case, it's like the invasion of the crabs. No, I'm kidding. Thank you so much for being here. Okay. And I hope you guys have the best time tonight. Can't wait to tune in. And, you'll have so much fun. So everybody, it's youtube.com/@Mark. MH Astrology/join. I know you're all going to love them. So have so much fun. Nadine, I love you too. Okay, we got to get back to Lara's job here. We got to get serious. Invasion of the crab monsters. No, I'm teasing. It's so true though. All right, let's take a look. You know I'm kidding. It's all with love. Once you all learn how to navigate that energy, you can pretty much learn how to get by in life, but I'm teasing. All right, here we go. You know what it is? It's the sensitivity of the water signs is also misunderstood because if you drop a pin next to any of the signs, it's the water sign who's going to feel that poke. No one else. Somebody will be too busy thinking about this, or this one will be over here doing this, or da da da. But they're going to feel that pin, you know, in a different way. So we have to remember that with each other. Okay, let me just take a peek here. I have to focus on Lara, who went for a job interview, and we have to find out if she's going to. Here we go. Did this come to you in a surprising way? Okay. I'm getting a no, and then I'm getting a big yes. So first, were you disappointed about something else, Lara? Because at first I see a little disappointment. I don't want to skirt that. And then I see this like amazing job. What's happening now is everything. So I don't want to, yeah, I think I saw it on Threads or somewhere odd. Yeah. Something doesn't at first under my nose, because I'll tell you point blank, it goes somehow from the tower energy, which is like, okay, what is this a surprise or is this just something offbeat, you know, it's not going to, and then all of a sudden there is like this major, major position with money attached to it. That's going to occur for you because I'm seeing it as an outcome. I'm going to say I don't feel I feel like this position is a little, like you said, odd, or, oh, I have a few gigs lined up for a few $100. They fell through. Yeah. So it feels like, this is what's happening. Things are, the tower energy is present here. So I'm going to say yes to a brand new position. I'm not promising you this one, but because you're telling me this now, that makes a lot more sense of what I see. So I'm leaning into it. You're going to have a brand new position with some good money attached to it very, very soon. Very soon, within this month, I would say. So I'm not a no, but I'm definitely seeing like your, this is what I want to predict at 100%. Your space is energetically being cleared for this great new position. So if something was to get in its way, what I see ahead, then it's going to be removed from you immediately. And I'll leave it at that. Okay. But it looks very, very good. I hope that helps, hon. So you are getting a new position. When you say it was odd, oh, that makes total sense. Okay. Yeah, because something would have been in your way and you wouldn't be able to do it. So let's move towards a yes, in the best way, okay? And remember, anything outworn, any blocks, remember the rocks, removing the rocks. That's why you lost those couple of things, okay? All right, sweetie, you take care. Be well with it and enjoy. In good health, okay? In great health, okay. All right, now let's see who's next. Dun, dun, dun. Hi, Randy, I want to talk to you about this. She says, Kat, I'd love some insight into something that happened to me the other week. Many years ago, something negative attached itself to me, and I saw it during sleep paralysis. She had another sleep paralysis the other night or the other week. I don't know why it's still attached. I actually think it's been gone. And now you say it's attached to me. And so it must have returned because I feel like it was, I want to take a look at your cards, but I'm going to tell you this. You too can have a conversation with this thing because no one can penetrate our own domain. And we have it. I encourage support if you feel like you need that support, but I feel this. I feel from the north to the east to the south to the west in your space, you allow for nothing to penetrate your own personal domain, body, mind, and spirit like this. We can use this bright, shiny light of platinum streaming energy for you from your lower chakras north, okay? Sometimes we want to go from top to bottom. I feel lower, high, get rid of it, release it to the sky like this, okay? And you could do this a little bit and work on it yourself. Let me just see if it's going to... Sometimes it's almost like they find their way back, but then they leave right away. I'm really feeling this with this energy, but I want to make sure. So let me just check you. Okay. And you understand from the north to the east, to the south, to the west, clockwise, nothing can penetrate your domain, streaming platinum light from the bottom to the top, streaming out your head, clear the space, at least start there. It won't stay if you don't want it to stay. I believe this, but also when we're paralyzed, it's easier said than done. So you may want to, let me just take a look at this. You may have to work with it a few times. I'm trying as well to say it's not welcome here. I like the platinum. They don't like that platinum energy, okay? I see it going away. Then I want you to write it a letter. Yeah, it's almost like a thief in the night kind of energy. You can write a psychic letter, physically write it out. Say thank you, but no thank you. And just try to work with the energy that way as well, okay? Let me know how you do with that because I just want to make sure you're okay. And it goes away permanently because I almost feel like there could be a couple of things, a couple little moments, but nothing like before, honey. And it's going to just get better and better. And let's try to work with the energy with some bright streaming platinum light. And use that little circle always clockwise around yourself. And then create the letter. What should I do with the letter once I write it? You could burn it or rip it up. I feel that. Get rid of it. Just put it out to the universe. I know someone who writes the psychic letters and sends them to another inbox, you know, on on the computer. But don't do that. Just let's get rid of the letter, okay? I think all of these things will help you tremendously. And let's see how you feel about that. So I did a little bit what I can do here while everyone is with us, but I feel hopeful that this will go away in some way. This energy is also very much a trickster in a way because it's a visitor, but it doesn't really do anything. It just kind of steals your thoughts for a moment and then it goes on its merry way. Feels more like a clown energy than anything else. Yeah. I actually think it's an attachment from someone else, not you, from your past. So it's like weaker than you're giving it credit for. Okay. That'll be good though to take care of. Okay. Now let's take a peek at these. I'm so excited for the new moon for all of you. I do know it's a very, very incredible time. Please be kind. Be kinder to yourself more and more so as we move through this year. I feel like it's so very important. This is a great moon to preach it. Be kind to one another. Be kind to each other. Think before you speak. Also, especially with the horse, please be careful, everyone. Slow down in your movements before you speed up. I have to remind myself of that. I know already I'm already seeing it. Not to stub my toe or anything, but I do because I love to move. And anyway, movement is very good. Anytime you feel stuck in your spirit, stuck in your thoughts, stuck in your daily process, please don't forget to move your body, but carefully and respectfully, okay? Hi, Melissa, so great to see you. I'm going to say lots and lots of prayers for you. Please remember, everyone, to get rid of your rocks. Let's get on the horse. Let's be free. Let's be happy. Let's be joyful. Don't forget to tune into Mark Husson's special hour tonight with Keith Ruback, who is amazing. And you guys, his membership site is here on our chat screen. Serena, thank you for being my producer. Always, you and Shelby. And you guys, happy new moon. Be well. Melissa, I'll talk to you again soon, okay? We'll definitely connect. I feel you. I really do. Lynn, you too. Suzanne, I will get with you too next week. Bye, everyone. Take care. Be well. Lori is coming up. Lori, are you live today? I saw you for a moment. I want to make sure. Enjoy your show and have a great moon, everyone. See you soon. I'll see you tomorrow night at 1-2 Academy. Bye, everybody. The link's in the chat. Have fun.